Title: PO'd Recordings for Atmospheres Masterclass at 170 BPM Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass atmosphere session at 170 BPM, using field recordings, and we're staying stuck inside Ableton Live. The goal is simple: take something real, like rain, a train station, a street corner, room tone, footsteps, doors, wind, and turn it into a rolling, musical atmosphere bed that makes your DNB feel like it's happening somewhere, not just inside a DAW. And I want you to remember this workflow because you'll use it forever. Clean, then shape, then widen, then add movement, then glue it into the track, then arrange it in 16 and 32 bar phrases. Let's set up the session first. Open a new live set, set your tempo to 170 BPM, and go to arrangement view. Set a loop for 32 bars. That matters because drum and bass tends to think in 16 bar changes and bigger shifts every 32. So if you build atmos in that framing, it automatically feels like it belongs. Now make three audio tracks and name them: ATM Air, ATM Texture, ATM Ear Candy. Select all three and group them. Name the group atmos. Quick coach note: set a ceiling level early. Pull that whole atmos group down so it's clearly behind where your drums will live. If you build your atmos loud, you'll design them to only sound good when they're overpowering the music. A nice target is: it feels present, but you could still have a conversation over it, roughly in that -18 to -12 RMS-ish vibe, without getting scientific. Just keep it behind. Cool. Step 1. Choose the right field recording. Drag a field recording onto ATM Texture. For DNB, good sources are things like train stations and subways, rain on concrete, busy streets, stairwells, room recordings, industrial ambience, things with a steady bed and some natural movement. Beginner tip: don't pick something with a loud spike every second. Sirens, honks, random bangs, that stuff can be cool later, but for your bass layer, find a section that feels consistent and loopable. And if you're recording your own record longer than you think, 60 to 120 seconds minimum. Long takes make looping easy, because you can hunt for the com parts. Now let's warp and loop it cleanly. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, choose Complex Pro as a safe, general option for Atmos. If it's mostly noise and air, texture mode can be really cool too, a bit grainier, kind of jungle-friendly. Now find a good region that feels steady. Set a loop. Usually 4 to 8 bars is the starting point. But here's the big thing: don't accept a loop seam. If you hear a reset, that's the fastest way to kill the illusion. So use clip fades. Put a small fade in and fade out, like 10 to 50 milliseconds. If it still clicks or feels obvious, don't fight it with processing. Just move the start point, or pick a steadier part of the recording. Next, we clean it so it doesn't fight the drums and sub. On ATM Texture, load EQ 8 first. High pass it aggressively. Drum and bass rule: atmos do not get to live in the kick and sub zone. Start with a 24 dB per octave high pass around 120 to 250 Hz. Don't be shy. You're not deleting the vibe. You're making room for the actual engine of the track. Then listen for hissy presence that sits on top of your snare area. If the texture is biting or masking, do a small dip. Maybe 2 to 5 dB, somewhere in that 2 to 5 kHz range. Don't just do it because I said it. Do it if you hear it fighting the snare brightness. Now add utility. If the recording is super wide and messy, pull width back to around 80 to 110%. If it's mono and dull, don't worry yet. We'll create width intentionally on the AIR layer. Optional but powerful: add a gate. This is only if there are annoying loud events you can't unhear. Set the threshold so the biggest spikes get reduced, but the bed stays alive. Set return somewhere like -12 to -20 dB, attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, release around 150 to 400 milliseconds. You're not trying to chop it into rhythmic pumping. You're just taming distractions. Then add glue compressor. Gentle, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is bed control. It keeps the atmosphere from randomly jumping forward. Then add reverb. This is where people overdo it, so keep it intentional. Size around 30 to 60%, decay 2 to 6 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut inside the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so the reverb doesn't cloud your low mids, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays smooth, wet 10 to 25%. Teacher tip: think in zones, not magic numbers. Weight zone, 0 to 200 Hz, mostly gone. Body zone, 200 HC to 2 KHC, that's where place lives. Presence zone, 2 to 6 KHC, where masking happens fast. Air zone, 8 to 14 KHC, shimmer, and it's easy to overdo. Now we're going to split roles. Air versus texture. Duplicate the clip to ATMR. Same audio, different job. On ATM air, add EQ8 and high pass hard, around 1 KHC, steep slope, 24 to 48 dB per octave. This track is not allowed to have body or weight. It's mist and shimmer. If it needs a little brightness, add a gentle shelf, maybe 1 to 3 dB around 8 to 12 KHZ. Again, only if needed. Now add auto pan for subtle movement. Rate very slow, like 0.10 to 0.30 HZ. Amount around 20 to 40%. Phase 180 degrees for stereo movement. This makes the top layer feel alive without sounding like a nightclub effect. Add reverb here too, but longer than texture. Decay 4 to 10 seconds, wet 15 to 35%. High cut somewhere around 8 to 12 KHE to keep it smooth. Now you've got your two main layers. Texture is the mid-focused place. AIR is the high-end weather. Extra trick that makes a beginner sound advanced. Use two different loop lengths so it doesn't feel like a wheel turning. Make texture loop 8 bars. Make AIR loop 10 bars, or 12, or even 7. Because they don't line up perfectly, the bit evolves naturally, even before automation. Now let's add ear candy. This is your detail layer. On ATM ear candy, you're not making a constant bid. You're grabbing moments. A metal clank tail. A door close. A station beep. A footstep. A bird. A weird reflection. Little events that create story. Find an interesting transient in your field recording. Select a short region and consolidate it, Command or Control J. Then drop that audio into Simpler, so you can trigger it on MIDI. In Simpler, pick one shot for hits, or Classic if you want to play pitch. Turn on the filter, set it to low pass 12 or 24. Start with cutoff somewhere around 1 to 5 KHC, and adjust until it's tucked behind the drums. For a nice little DNB whoop, add a touch of pitch envelope. Amount negative 3 to negative 12 semitones, decay around 100 to 400 milliseconds. Tiny move, big vibe. After Simpler, add saturator. Soft sine curve is great. Drive 2 to 6 dB. You're adding density so it reads in the mix at a low volume. Add echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the echo so lows below about 300 HC are cut. We want echoes, not mud. Then a short reverb, like 1 to 3 seconds, just to seed it in the same world. Placement idea. Think phrase-based. Put ear candy on the last two beats of bar 4, or at bar 8, 16, and 32 transitions. This is one of those less is more moments. If ear candy is loud, it stops being atmosphere and starts being a lead. Now we add movement. This is the secret sauce. Put auto filter on the Atmos group. Set it to low pass 12. Put cutoff somewhere around 6 to 12 KHE and automate it across the section. In the intro and verse areas, keep it a bit more closed so drums and bass have space. In the build and drop, open it up a bit so the track feels like it expands. If you have Ableton Suite, add the LFO device and map it to the auto filter cutoff. But keep it slow. 1/8 or 1/4 note rates are way too fast for an atmosphere bed. Use something like 0.03 to 0.10 HZ. The goal is breathing, not wobbling. Then add a little volume automation for phrasing. Every 16 bars, change the atmosphere level by 1 or 2 dB. Pull it down slightly when full drums and bass hit, then creep it back up between fills. This makes the arrangement feel intentional without you doing big, obvious moves. Now let's do quick mix checks with drums and bass. Drop in any basic DNB drum loop and a placeholder sub or a Reese. Doesn't matter if it's perfect. You're checking relationship, not perfection. First, mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily, set width to 0%. If your Atmos disappear, you're relying too hard on facey stereo tricks. Reduce extreme auto pan amounts, reduce wide effects, or narrow the group a bit. Optional but extremely effective. Sidechain the Atmos group. Put a compressor on the Atmos group, turn on sidechain, and feed it from your kick or your drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This keeps groove punchy while still letting the vibe exist. Even more pro, sidechain to the snare too, or make a ghost sidechain that follows a kick and snare pump pattern. That way the atmosphere breathes with the groove, even if your actual drum pattern does variations. Now let's talk arrangement blueprint, because DNB is all about phrasing. Here's a clean 64-bar plan for your Atmos. bars 1 to 16, intro or pre, use air and texture only, keep it darker, filter more closed, sprinkle ear candy maybe every 4 or 8 bars, bars 17 to 32, build, slowly open the filter, bring AIR up about 1 dB, add a new ear candy motif around bar 24 or 28 so it feels like something is approaching, bars 33 to 48, drop, pull texture down 1 to 2 dB so drums and bass dominate, keep AIR wide but controlled, ear candy gets minimal, mostly phrase ends only, bars 49 to 64, variation, change perspective, different loop start point, resampled version, reverse tail, or a slightly different filter or LFO rate. The listener should feel evolution without you screaming, "Hey, I changed something." Now, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Leaving low end in the field recording. That's how you get a muddy mix and a weak kick and sub. Fix. High pass, often 120 to 250 Hz or higher. 2. Too much reverb wash. That makes snares cloudy and kills urgency. Fix. Reverb low cut at 200 to 400. Reduce wet. Shorten decay. 3. Stereo too wide and facey. It disappears in mono and causes headphone fatigue. Fix. Utility width down. Ease off auto pan or chorus style effects. 4. No movement. Then it sounds like a pasted loop. Fix. Filter automation. Volume automation. Reverb wet automation or swap loop points every 16 bars. 5. Ear candy too loud. It becomes a distraction. Fix. Tuck it in. Make it phrase based. Now let's drop in a few extra signature moves you can try. Still stuck. 1. Resample your atmosphere and lightly distort it. Solo the Atmos group. Resample to a new audio track. Add saturator or pedal gently, then EQ to tame harshness. This can turn clean rain into dark industrial fog. 2. Corpus for metallic resonance. Put corpus on texture at a very low mix. Tune subtly. It adds techie, industrial character without needing any fancy plugin. 3. Redux grit, but tiny. Try 12 to 14 bits. Gentle downsample. Then low pass slightly so it stays classy. 4. Create a parallel dirty room return. Make a return track called Room Dirt. Add saturator. Drive 4 to 10 dB with soft clip on. Add a short dark reverb, around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Eck it. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Then send texture to it lightly, like 5 to 20%. You get grit and depth without destroying your main bed. 5. Reverse reverb sweeps for transitions. This audio version is shortened for playback.